podcast, anyone?
Tom and Loggy and a K-Rock audio presentation of the finest quality.
Have you ever been on a plane before where they're like, we need a doctor? Is anyone a doctor or a health professional or anything like that?
Yeah. No, I've never, but I've heard about it.
I've heard about it, but I've never been in that situation either. But I've never been in a situation when someone has called out for anyone else but health professionals in a situation.
Yeah.
Have you ever been in a situation where it's like, oh, we need a specific skill. We need someone that can wear a hat really well.
And you
put your hand up. Yeah. Hey, it's all on me.
We need someone that looks like a thumb to pretend to be a thumb.
Hey, I'm here. See?
Hey.
But this happened in Sydney because you know how the orchestra do performances where they're live and a movie is live in the background?
Oh, yes.
They do it at the Melbourne Symphony Orchestra and they also do it up in Sydney as well. And then you do the soundtrack and it's live and it's amazing.
Mm.
I went to see Return of the Jedi.
Oh, that would have been huge.
It was so good. And it's also like you're watching the orchestra and you're watching the movie and it's just, it's awesome.
Mm.
So up in Sydney over the weekend, there was La La Land in concert.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Ryan Gosling,
Emma Stone.
That was the one that was, there was an Oscar issue.
Oh, yes.
They got read out and they weren't supposed to win the Oscar or vice versa.
Yeah. That's right. So speaking of Oscar winning composer and conductor, Justin Hurwitz, was there as well, right? And so everything was going smoothly and they got to intermission and everyone's like, oh, my God, this is great or whatever. Yeah. And then after intermission, he stood up because he's a conductor and he's running the whole thing, right?
Yeah.
And he's like, can anyone play piano?
Ah. Oh.
Because the pianist had fallen ill.
Oh, no.
And couldn't go forward, couldn't go on after the intermission. So they're like, we need a pianist. Does anybody have a pianist? And this guy
brought their pianist with them today.
Yeah. This guy called Sterling.
Yeah.
He was sitting there with his mate.
Sterling pianist.
And his mate put up Sterling's hand.
Yeah.
And was like, Sterling, you're a pianist.
Yeah.
And you're quite good.
Yeah.
And so everyone, the crowd erupted. If you've ever been in a situation where there's crowd and you get put up like, come on,
you
get up there,
it.
You can
do
it. And it's like, nah, peer pressure is not a thing.
Oh, no, I love
I
that.
I would sit there and be like, no, I'm not. Everyone cheering. Yeah.
Nah, I love
anyway,
that.
Anyway, he got up, right? He was brought on stage.
Yeah.
And they sat him in the orchestra.
Yeah.
Where everyone can see. It's not an orchestral pit that is underneath
stage.
The stage. It's on stage so that you can see and watch the movie at the same
surprise
time.
Surprise pianist.
Yes. He's 21 years old.
Oh.
He plays the piano and the organ.
Yeah.
And they were like, can you sight read music?
He's a pianist that plays the organ too.
Yes,
wow.
Right? And so they're like, can you sight read music? And he's like, yeah. And for those that don't know, sight reading music is being able to read notes and play what you are reading in the moment.
Yeah.
Right? So he said, I was a little bit tentative. I do owe a lot of the experience to my friend Scarlett, who sort of put my hand up for me. But in the end, I found my confidence and it was a very good decision to go down and volunteer myself. Apparently nailed it.
Yeah,
there was a solo in it as well.
What?
And he had to do that without practice.
Yeah.
In front of a whole audience and in an orchestral environment where you don't know anyone or anything. Could you imagine this?
No.
Absolute nerves. Apparently, he said there's a piece called Start a Fire by John Legend in the movie. It's very difficult. It's got an intricate solo.
Mm.
Pulled it off. Bang!
Pulled it off.
Pulled
the
it
penis
off.
Just nailed it.
Nailed it.
Just
big finish.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Brilliant.
I'm so excited. Good on you.
It's a radio show in a podcast. And now in your ears, it's the Tom and Loggy podcast.
Do you ever like leave a party and then find out the next day? Oh, man, after you left, XYZ happened. It was wild.
Yeah.
You missed out.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Shouldn't have left when you did. And you're like,
And then I'm like, that's fine. I'm glad I went to sleep.
Yeah, you would be, definitely. So,
to be fair, it's been a while.
since you've been to a party.
Well, like to, you know.
Or since.
To a party where people are like, oh, mate. Oh, you never like.
Yeah,
this is
that
crazy.
Kind of party.
Yeah.
I guess you do sort of age out of it a little bit. But I caught up with the crew just recently from the boys' weekends that I go to.
Oh, yes, the boys' weekends.
And so I only ever go for one night.
Yeah, because you're scared. You don't want to commit.
I'm just easing into it.
Yeah,
you know?
No, that's fine. I would be the same.
Yeah, so, you know, it's bad experimentation, you know.
Yeah.
You don't want to overcommit.
No.
And be stuck.
And plus, you don't want to bring that much meat along. Because BYO meat.
Yeah.
And you're like, I'm not willing to get rid of these
whole
sausages
that
I've got here they've been in my freezer for 8 months.
Not one of my finer moments. I really misinterpreted. I didn't get the memo. Anyway, that's fine. I can be a weird person, right? We all can. But I caught up with the crew. And so the last one I was part of, they just did another one that I couldn't get to because I had the girls.
Yeah.
But the last one I went to was over in Sorrento.
Yes.
And so we ferried over there, had a great time. But then, yes, I went on the Friday night and I went home on the Saturday.
Mm.
And the rest of the crew stayed Saturday night and then went home Sunday. And on Saturday night, things got, like, loose-ish.
Mm.
And, you know, probably part of it was like, all right, he's gone, guys. Now we can all relax and have a good
time. No, I don't think that's what happened at all. Come on now.
Yeah. So, you know, we're all like 39 to 45 in the boys' age sort of range, maybe 38. But so we're all getting up there and, you know, probably should know our limitations, but forget sometimes and you're 21 again and you're like just lashing out, having a bit of fun, right? In the spa, whatever. And then I was talking to one of them and he was talking about the trip home. And he's like, man, that Saturday night, like, I went harder than I should have.
Yeah.
And I paid for it on the Sunday morning. And he said that they packed up and we had gone. So we'd left our car, our cars at Queenscliff and all gotten into one guy's car.
Mm.
It was a new, brand new ute. It was a work ute. And then loaded all our stuff in there and then got on the ferry.
Yeah, smart.
So he came back on that in that same ute on the ferry. And they rolled into the ferry at Sorrento, parked, and he's not feeling good.
Oh,
he's battling.
Yeah.
So, you know, on the water's probably not where you want to be anyway.
Yeah.
Like, it's not that choppy or wavy or, you know, it's not like going to Tassie, but still not great. And the other boys get out of the ute and they're like, all right, you coming up? And he's like, nah, I'm going to stay in the car. I'm just going to sit here and just chill and maybe, like, try and close my eyes, that kind of thing. And so they're like, yeah, cool, all right, no worries. And then off they go and he's sitting there and he's like, oh, I feel so bad. Like, I feel so yuck. I'm just going to, like, maybe I'll just get out and, like, stick my head out the porthole.
Yeah, see, yeah.
Get some fresh air. Mm. Like, nah, that's not working. All right, get back in, try lie down. Nah, that's not working. You know, when you
never
can't,
lie down. Yeah, you can't get comfortable.
Comfortable, can't stop. And he's like, oh, God, all right. Okay, I think I'm going to spew.
No, don't. Okay, don't be graphic with it, though. You're very graphic with your words. I think I'm going to be sick.
I think I'm going to be sick.
Thank you.
Out of my mouth.
Yeah, that's all we need. Evacuate. I don't need you to be graphic with it.
Evacuate my stomach.
Yeah, okay. Right. Just relax.
And so he's in the back seat of the car and he doesn't have time to even open the door and get to the porthole to go out the side, right?
Oh,
so what he does is like reaches into the esky that's open next to him and pulls out a bag of like half bag of salad and just goes into that.
Oh, God. I'm proud, but not.
And then he's done and he's contained it. It's brand new ute. He's like, I can't get it anywhere. Like it's
no,
his work,
of course not.
It's his work ute.
So you know? It was his ute.
No, it's his mate's ute.
Oh, my God. Yeah, okay.
So it's his mate's work ute, right?
Good decision.
All the
good
boys
decision.
Are upstairs. Yeah. He's the only one down here in his mate's work ute spewing into a salad bag. And then he's like, what? Okay, I pulled that off. Now what do I do? And he looks around and there's like a dad sitting in the car with his daughter behind, like looking at him. And he's just like, smiles and waves. And then just like rolls it up. Puts it back in the esky.
He did not.
And then puts the lid on the esky.
I don't know in real time. I'm not sure what to do.
Puts the lid on the esky.
I'm not sure what to do.
Exactly, right? What do you do?
Oh, God.
And then all the boys get back in the car. And then they get to Queenscliff and they're driving because they're going to Grove.
Can anyone give us like a handful of salad or something?
The guy whose car it is like, does anybody smell anything? Like, something smells weird. And the guy who's vomited in the back is like, Oh, yeah, I reckon it's the salad bag, guys. Those salads, they go off like that and they stink when they go off.
Oh, my God. I'm proud, but I'm, oh, I don't know what to do. What would you do? I don't know.
I think you did the exact right thing. I don't think there's anything else you could do.
Like, I feel like I would go to the cap. I feel like I would step off, and once I've done that, put the bag in the esky, ask to see the captain of the ship, and then I'd say, what should I do? Do you have some type of like sea hole that I can hole that I can like throw this into? Or would you prefer I take it in my esky?
Yeah.
I would ask a person that knows, a trusted adult.
I think you just leave it in the esky and go, but.
Oh, God.
Just blame it on something. Yeah, that's it. And it does.
You got to throw that esky.
Yeah, they
too.
Believed you.
It's the Tom and Loggie podcast. It's their radio show in a podcast.
You know, I'm cool with my day changing. Mm. It happens. And I was driving home and
that's
I got a call.
Not true.
No, if you say it, you're talking into existence.
Okay.
And so beautiful Jimmy James, he called me and he's like, oh, this is about, I don't know, like 11:45.
Mm.
And he's like, oh, hey, what are you doing? And I'm like, why?
What do you want to know?
Yeah, I don't like that.
Mm.
What are you doing, XYZ? No, you tell me what you want first.
Yeah,
and then I'll tell you
if I'm busy or not.
And so I'm like, why? And he's like, well, it's I forgot my lunch today and I'm unable to leave to get lunch. So I was wondering if you're able to get me something. And I said, sure, I would love to do that.
No, you're beautiful. You do that stuff all the time. You would, like, you've picked up stuff for me from Marketplace.
Oh, yeah.
You've done, you know.
No, see, that. But for people that aren't, for my close people, I'm like, ugh. For people I don't really know, I'm like, I would love to do that.
I would. People please the crap out of you.
Whatever you need.
Yeah.
What's that?
Yeah.
Pick up a sandwich in Adelaide.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
I'll be there. So I'm like, yeah, all right. And I'm like, well, can I just go through a drive-thru? Because it was kind of raining too. I'm like, can I just go through a drive-thru situation? He's like, oh, no. You know, he's like,
He doesn't get to be picky about it.
Well, he's like, no, I don't think I can get anything from the drive-thru, but I would really love it if you could stop and get some sushi for me.
Okay.
And I said, that's fine.
That seems like a reasonable request.
Right. And so
also,
and he goes,
sorry,
all you have to do is park
business
near
idea.
The Dan Murphy's.
Business idea, drive-thru sushi.
Well, there you go. Write it down. Okay. And so I rocked up at Kingston there and I was like, where's the sushi place? And so I walked around and then I went into the supermarket and I was like, is the sushi in the supermarket at Woolies there? And I'm like, it's not there. And then I walked around and I thought, you know what? He's getting a chicken sandwich because I can't find the sushi place.
Yeah.
And then I looked up and the sushi place was right where I parked.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I was like, God damn it. Anyway, so I got in the car, got the sushi, and then I drove to his work.
Okay.
And I kind of took a wrong turn and there's a one-way street where his work is. And I'm like, you know what? I'm fine with this and my emotions are fine. This is fine. I need to pee. So that was one of the reasons that I was on edge. And then so I rock up and he's like.
There's no toilets at Kingston?
That's what he said. And I'm like, why would I do that when I can just hold it and go in my own house?
But well, don't be mad about it then.
I know. But in my head, I held it from work thinking I've only got half an hour.
Of course, yeah.
And then he added on an extra 20 minutes. Anyway, I'm cool with it. So so then he's like, I'm like, are you, I'll just call you when I'm out the front. He's like, oh, no. Can you just drop it? Can you just take it into the office for me?
Yeah.
And just leave it with the gals front, at the front.
Front desk, yeah.
And I was like, no, yes. Oh.
Absolutely.
Of course I can.
More interactions with strangers?
Yes.
Let's do it.
Anyway, so then I got there and I thought, oh, you know, I don't like to see people from Jimmy's work when I've just worked all day because I want to look my best. You know, I want people to be like, wow, Jimmy's doing all right.
His missus is awesome.
Yeah, you know, and so I'm just like, I think about that. And so anyway, I thought, you know what, it's not that big a deal, whatever. You know how my hair looked yesterday, that's fine. I brushed it before I went in. I went in, two lovely girls there, and I said, g'day. I said, oh, I was wondering if I could please leave this in the fridge for Miss, you know, for James.
For James.
And they're like, oh, it's bringing Mrs. to work day. And I'm like, hey. And they were lovely. We had a good time, right?
Nice.
But because they were lovely, gorgeous gals and everything, and I was like, you know, I was a bit nervous or whatever, and I thought in my head, don't shuck her. Don't shuck her because this is the moment that I normally shuck her.
Oh, you do, don't you?
Right? So I was like, nah, no shuckering today.
Oh, my gosh.
And so when I left, I said, okay, bye. And I waved at them.
Oh.
I said, bye.
Yeah.
And I waved. So we're standing at a desk, like in a normal office kind of situation where it's like there's a desk with a window and everything, and I'm like, bye in their face.
Like
I'm driving off somewhere.
Like a child on a bus.
Would wave to someone and be like at the butcher. Thanks for the meat. See ya. Yeah, I waved. It's getting worse. I prefer the shucker like seagulls. Like, no, I waved.
Listen to the radio show weekday mornings from 6 on K-Rock. And come on back for some more right here anytime. Tom and Loggie, say thanks.
I'm going on my first international love holiday with Jimmy. And we're going to Fiji. Yeah. And he's going to be surfing and everything. He's going to be loving life. And he's like, snorkeling for you, babe. You'll love it. When I went snorkeling previously, Sea All Dolphin Swims, it was life-changing for me because I was like, this is great. Not a paid presentation. Got it for my 40th birthday. It was awesome seeing the animals in their environment being so close. Like, great, right? But my brain can't get over the fact that I'm using a snorkel that other people have used.
Yeah.
Even though, I must say, everything's fully clean there and everything, and no one else has a problem with it. But I'm just like, I'm on an international holiday. I just want to be fully relaxed. I always freak out when I go on holidays because it's not my space. It takes me a while to get used to it. So I'm thinking of spending $150 on a snorkel, like with the snorkel, the mask, and the fins, so that I can take it on holidays.
Don't take the
and
fins. Jimmy's, you don't need the fins, mate. Well, just get the tube.
Well, Jimmy's like, no, don't spend money. That's ridiculous. There's so many snorkels over there. I'm like, yeah, no, I get it, but I want my own.
I love the idea that Jimmy's going to be like, babe, why would you drag a big snorkel and flippers all over? I'm only bringing like 3 surfboards.
I know. Don't you worry.
Is that what's happening?
Yeah. yeah.
Get out.
Yeah.
Get out of the water, Jimmy.
I know. But he did say you can put fins in here if you need to. He did say that. And the snorkel
in his surf bag.
I was going to say body bag. Surf bag.
Similar.
But he's just like, why spend the money? They're known for their snorkeling. Yeah. And I'm like, I just want to buy it in a mouthpiece that's my own. Am I wrong? Is it anxiety? Am I silly for wanting a new snorkel?
Craig's in Leopold. Morning, Craig.
Morning, fellas. First time, long time.
Ah, love to have you, Craig.
Lovely to speak to you. What's your take on the old communal snorkel?
Yeah, well, I just got back from 12 nights in Fiji. Just landed for this lovely weather.
Nice. Good. You'd be loving it.
And if you've never snorkeled, you'll love Fiji. We snorkeled every single day, and yes, we took our own gear.
Oh, you did? Okay, cool. Because so you think it's worth it because biting on someone else's snorkel can be a bit odd?
No. We tried the gear when we were there. This is our fourth trip. We've tried the gear there, but it's when you're out there and you can't get the gear, you're better off buying your own. Spend the money, take it with you. People take golf clubs. People take their own surfboards. People take everything they need. Take your own gear.
All right, Craig. Okay. Thank you.
Sorry, just quickly, Craig. Were you free range snorkeling or were you on some sort of an organised tour each day?
Both, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Wow. Okay, yeah. Great.
So our resort had a reef out the front. We snorkeled that every morning. And then if we wanted to do a deeper dive, we could jump on the boat and go with the hotel. So.
Oh, Craig, I'm excited now.
Fiji, people who go to Fiji love Fiji, mate. They keep going back. That's why I've been twice.
It's my anxiety. Do you know what I mean? It's like, don't worry. Jimmy's like, it's so great. There'll be waves and surfing every day. I'm like, good for you.
Good.
What about for me?
Yeah. James in Winchelsea, good morning. What's your take on wrapping your lips around someone else's snorkel?
Yeah, no, I'm not a fan of it. And like the previous caller, I've been to Fiji too. So I think it's awesome. But my point is the opposite is if Jimmy's taken his, you got to take yours.
Yeah.
That's it. I'm sorry. Otherwise, he rents and he rents a surfboard.
Yeah,
and he has to surf on someone else's surfboard. As far as I'm concerned,
he wouldn't, James. Oh my God, I can hear him screaming right now.
Never.
These feet will not touch another surfboard.
Make him upset.
Yes. Yeah. No, I like how you think, James. Yeah. Normally, James is stick together, but not in this case. I'm into it.
I half expected that to be your James, like under a pseudonym from Winchelsea.
Save the money and buy me surf wax.
Yeah. All right, thank you for that, James.
On you, James.
Darren and Leopold, how's that Cameron Ling commemorative tattoo for going, mate?
Yes, it was going very well until last weekend.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Sad.
Yeah, but that's okay. They can't win them all.
Maybe you wore wrong socks.
Exactly, that's my thoughts.
Yeah, what about the socks? What about the snorkel situation? What's your vibe there?
Yeah, Loggy, a couple of things. Did anything happen last time when you borrowed the snorkel?
Nothing. I had a fabulous time.
So why do you need to waste the money?
Darren.
Put the money towards like a helicopter flight or something like that. Some sort of memory that you're going to cherish forever. I think that's probably money better spent.
Let me explain how my brain works, right?
Please don't.
If I had to wrap a helicopter around my face, it would be different. Because I'm sitting on someone's seat, that's okay. Do you know what I mean?
What about if you're at a restaurant using cutlery? That
no, don't even go there. Why would you? Now my brain's like, huzzah, something new.
Yeah.
Shut up, Tom.
Okay, I will. Let's end the show then with that. Just give you that to think about and then we'll find out how that's working for you tomorrow.
Thanks.
Okay?
I'll just relax, everyone.
Calm down.
Tom and Loggy, that was a podcast. And hear the whole experience weekdays live from 6 a.m. Geelong's K-Rock.